She's Torah because that day the Ish was working with a killer that's like an eye sieve, it's made out of red. And the Rebbe told her, Bisraf Shikma, Rebbe said also, could be told her, since she was working that way with this sap that comes out of a sycamore tree, since it's also red, so she has a right to say that Mustama the Kestim was from this. You know, my love, isn't the Shal about a Odom? We're talking about now the color of red, and we see it could be told in these two things. If so, it's a kashin all the mandarin before, that it's not totally in damake, damanefesh, but mashma, this red is also included. Smor says, loy, here that they wanted to be told it was, ashad domim, with the blood, let's say, on the kesim, not that it looked like the red blood, but it looked like the other kinds of dam. It looked like the yain mozuk, that's the way it looked. So therefore, these things also looked like that, and that's why he was totally lohokil. Now the Gemara says, they once sitting before this like a surgeon, and a shakli lay karna kamaisu, and the first like the knife that he used to cut was so kamaisa, the first like a cup that he used to cut with, they brought it from la meimor chazi sorit omulus a meimor said odem etnan kihai, that the mishnah says odem means like this color. Then he took off a second one. He said, Maim was having a bloodletting. And Mustama, the surgeon, used a few different cups. So he took off the second one. It says, Omalu, Ishtani, this color is different from the first one. So that's what Maim was able to tell the difference between the two colors of blood. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi said, like, if so, someone like me, Layadana ben Hailai, I can't tell the difference between this type of blood and that type of blood. I can't tell the difference between the colors. Is let me boy lemechadam, I should not like see be boydik adam, since I can't tell, I'm not fit to be boydik adam. Then it says what the shochot kecheres, if you have black, that's also a thing, that's like the sediment of ink. So ama rabba babahuna. Cheres, shomu, that's what it says here, the sediment, it means the sediment of diyoy of ink. Talinam yechadon like this also. Shochot kecheres, we learn the Mishnah, shochot means the black of this ink. Now the shocha shamru diyoy, that this says the black, it's also talking about the color of the black ink. For the more of a lame madiyoy, let us just say ink directly. Someone says, yo madiyoy, who would have just said ink? Habimina, I would have thought to say, kipachusa diyusa. What if you want to say like the light color on top of it? Is kamash malon, ki charusa de diyurta, no, the part of the sediment. Like sometimes with the ink, the sediments fall to the bottom, and on top is just the liquid that's a little bit lighter. So I would have thought to say ink just means even the watery part on top, kamash no, it means the sediment of the ink, which is on the bottom. Iborlu of a question like this, belecha v'yaveshta, do we look at this ink like when it's dried up, or when it's still wet? So Toshma, come in here, the Rav Ami poli kurta didyurta, Rav Ami peeled off like a piece of dry ink, and ubodik loni checked to compare the color of the kesem to this, to see if we go boss of the dried out ink, not when it's fresh. Omri Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel kekir kedyoy konov tomei. So if the dam that comes out of a lady looks like black white, like black wax, or like black ink, or like a black grape, then she's tomei. These are all shurim. Also the way a shocher is, this is tomei. Vizu shishin, as we learned in the Mishnah, omok mikanim, it's even deeper and darker than the Mishnah's case of Charusa, that's like a Temeya. So these are cases of darker black. Omer Ablozer says, you should know that Kizayis, let's say the color of the kesem looks like an olive, a black olive, Kizef is like black pitch, Ukur of like a black raven, then the Locher is Tor, because that's not so black. And Vizel Shishnim, that's what we learned in the Mishnah, Deyo Mikana, the color is a little bit lighter, then Torah, then it does not, then it remains Torah. Then that dam is not dam nido, it's dam Torah. Ula Oma Ula says like this, Kilavusha Siua. Ula says like this, like a Siua coat. It's a coat of Siua. That's the color of black. Like in that place, Siua, that's what they used to make black coats, black clothing. So Kilavusha Siua. Ula Gloy Lepumbadisa. Ula once visited Pumbadisa. Chazi Lutai, he once noticed an Arab that the Lovish Levush Shochma, they was wearing a black coat. So Omulu, he said to him, like, Shochma does not have learned in the Mishnah black, Kihai is mamish like this coat, that's what they told him. Says so. What happened was, Marti Minei, they pulled it off, porta, pieces by pieces, because they want to keep a color of this, a dugma, to know what black is. And Yoyevle Arab Meyazuzi, they paired the Arab though, 400 zuz for ruining his clothing or giving this busha, they paid him 400 zuz. Rabbi Yechanan says, Eilu Kelim Horayin. Rabbi Yechanan said, that we have the colors of black, that's like the colors of Kelim Horayin. Some say that play from this place, Horayin, Rashi says he's a Babloy, he's a bath attender. Haboy Medina Sayyam, that comes from the other side of the ocean. Lemaim, what do you want to tell me? The Yuchmininu, that these Kelim Horayim, the black clothing. I've all of a homilu Rabbi Yani, Rabbi Yani said like this. The homilu Rabbi Yani, Labon Rabbi Yani said to his children, Bene, my son, I'll take Beruni when I die, when his mace, don't put Tachir, don't bury me. Loy Bekelim Shkar, now with black clothing. For Loy Bekelim Labon, now with white clothing. Why not? Shkar, black ones, he says, Shem, Eskme, Rabbi Zeichav, Yayak, Yavah, Ben Achasanim. I'll be like an oval between the chasanim, like it's not nice to wear in black, everybody says like a chasan. Levonim, don't put on white, Shem will ask, I won't be zechut, if you like tzaddikim. V'yeik a chasan, ben avelim, I'll be like a chasan, dress like a chasan, but I'll be ben avelim. So therefore, don't put on black and white. Ela rather, bekelim ulrayin, put on me the clothing of this place, ulrayin. Haboim, dinas yom, chasam, dinas yom. Sakov, alma, what do we see? Lav uchmininu, that's not black, because he told them, don't put on black. So here you see that this Kelim Olerayin is not black clothing. And you're just telling me now before, it is black. Some more answers. Lekasha. Ho beglimi, ho bektura. One is talking about the clothing. And that Rashi says, that's like red. That's not like black. And ho bektura, that's the all clothing that they, that's like a tablecloth. They put on the table, Rashi says, with sadin, that taka was black. The Amr of Yudah says that Rabbi Yechon was talking about the Ptura, and that is Maisir, that was talking about the Glima, that like it was red, it was not black and not white. Amr of Yudah Mar Shmuel, the Kulam and Boitke Melo Agabe Matlis Levona. Any type of a Bedikor or a Kesem, when you want to test it out, you have to look at it, it has to be tested on a white strip of cloth. Like you have to have the black stain on a white cloth. Or Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, v'shochor agab yedem. Who then you have a black stain that you could check it over a red cloth, because then it looks clearly. Amr Rav Yimer Medifta, v'leplikin is no machlekes. Ho b'shochor ho b'shar damim. When the kesem looks black, then if you put it over a red cloth, then you can see it well. But the other kesemim that looks red, then it should be tested over a white cloth, like the background has to be white. Then you can tell it carefully whether it's really red, a color of red, is tummy or not. Maskel or Rav Asher, Rashi asked the question, Yochi, if so, lay mishmul, why didn't Shmuel say, chutz mishachor? Let Shmuel just say, chutz mishachor. And that he says, kulum ein boit kemel agabi matlas lebono, he should have said, chutz mishachor. Ela rather, Rav Asher, Rashi is like this, v'shachor gufa kemifle, machlekes gufa is upon black, that whether the it should be tested upon red or whether it should be tested upon a white. The background has to be white or red, that's also machlekes. Oma Ulu says like this, Kulam Omuk Mikan Tummy. Taking all these different colours in the Mishnah, anytime something is darker than that, Avad with Tummy. Day Mikan, if it's lighter than that colour, then Tor. Kishachar, just like the Mishnah says by Shachar, Lav Dafka by Shachar applies to all of the five Adamim. Any time it's lighter than that color, it's tak, the Torah, it's darker, it's tummy. Yisov, yelo, maishin, the shachar, why did not rakam it says dafka by shachar? Because like this, sakotat, I would have thought to say, sakotat, kaminach, hoyol, the yom, rabbi chanina, that shachar is really edemu, shachar is really red blood, ele shalok, it got hit, that's for it turned black. I would have thought to say, Afilu Deyu Mechanim, it's a little bit lighter now, Nami Letame. Is Kamashmu know that black is on the tummy if it looks real black, but if it gets a little bit light, looks a little bit lighter, then it's Tor. Rabbi Amma Bar Abba Omar, the cool and all the high, all the hay, Chamisha Domim, Omuk Mechan, the deeper attack of tummy. Deyu Mechan Nami Tummy, he learns, even though it's lighter, still it's tummy. Chutz mishachar, only by shachar, only by black, there we say if it's lighter, it's tor. But the other minim, even though the light is still the tamei. If so, v'yelamai hanish yurai the rabbanon. Won't you tell me now that even lighter is tamei? So why does the rabbanon have to say the shear of red for, no matter what it is, it should be tamei? So Gemara says, lafuki day to day, it's much lighter. It's two shades lighter than takwitz tor. So that's why you have to know these shades. If it's one shade lighter, it's like it's still tummy. But two shades lighter than it's Torah. Vika the Army sounds like this. Vika the Army, Rami Bar Abba Omar. He said like this, that the Kulam Omek Mikan, all these five Maras Dami, if they're a little bit darker, Torah. And next time it's darker than this, is like a Torah. Dei Mikan, if they're lighter than this, then also Torah. Chutz Mishocher. Now the other four Dami has to be exactly that color. More or less is Torah. Chutz excluding Mishocher from black. That black we say, if it's dark, it's not also tummy. Allahi therefore, Mahani Shirah, the Rabbanon, therefore it's very good. While the Rabbanon gave this shurim, you have to know exactly what shade of color it is. That shade of diluted wine, if it's a little bit darker, a little bit lighter, it's not a tor. Only that shade is directly is tummy. Now, Baka Parah, Baka is like this. The Kulam, all the shurim, Omluk Mikan, if it's darker than that shear, tummy. Day becomes lighter than that, it's like a tor. Chutz mi mozik, only diluted wine. This mara, shomok mikan, if it's darker, it's like a tor. Day mikan, if it's lighter, is also tor. It's only diluted wine has this difference. There is only directly the exact color, shade of diluted wine, and not more, not less. Bakaporo adayulei vidochi. Bakapora saw it was a little bit lighter, and Taka said it was tor. Mikule saw it a little bit darker, but Taka also said it's tor. You also held like this, that by mozik, the color of mozik, whether it's lighter or darker, still tor. Obi Rebbe Chanina, Kama Nofesh Gavri, how strong this person is, the Libbe Kishmaitate, that he does, or the Gisha should be, Biyobe Kishmaitate, he does like his Alocha. There was once a case like this, that even though it was darker than that shade of the lewd wine, still he said it was tor. Then it says in the Mishnah, another shade is kikaron karkum. That's like the brightness of this karkum, this type of a leaf, this type of a bush called karkum. So Tony will learn like this. Lach v'lo yavish. Talking about a leaf that's fresh and not a dried one. Tony chodin, one bright learns this ketachton, like the bottom one, v'lo yavish, not like the top leaves. For Tanya Yidduch, another Bryce says, what's the shade of red that's tummy? Kelion, like the top leaves, below Katachna, not like the bottom leaves. For Tanya Yidduch, another Bryce says, Kelion, like the top leaves, the Koshkan to Katachna is for sure like the bottom leaves. So it's a stira. And for Tanya Yidduch, another Bryce is like this yet, Katachna at the bottom one, for Koshkan, Kelion, for sure it's good, it's also tummy like the top leaves. So it's a stira here. Which leaf do you check with? So Marin says, Amr Abaya, Tlosa Dori, there are three rows of leaves, or Tlosa Turfi Avaya, and each one has three leaves on it. So therefore, Noka Dori Mitzio, the real row to check with is the middle row. The Torfa Mitzio, so the middle leaf, that's the main one. Biotcha, if it's so from this, you can answer all of them. Therefore, the one that's above means above this one, below this one, aside of it. So kids said the main ones to check with is the middle leaf. So anyone higher or lower, some depends which way you look at it, it could be Torah or it could be Tummy. Kiyos le kaimu the Rabbavu, and it came in front of Rabbavu, Amalu, it's like this, the Gushayu Shanina, that this color is only when it's still attached to the ground. But if it's not attached anymore, then you can't tell with this color. Only when it's attached to the ground, then we have it. Like Rashi says, Rashi explains that Pshat is Ketofim Tziyosam, to whom is Shubachiv, that's the best leaf to check with, Mikulam. O Mio, Kula Dorik Shara, the whole middle row is good, Livdoik. Vaditonik Katachtam, like carrying the bottom, not the top one, not the comma. Kishur, like the middle row, and not the top row, not the top one of this. Vaditon, that they learn, Kelium, like Katachtam, the top one, not the bottom one, is Kishuram Soyis, the middle one, like Katachtam, and not the bottom one from it. So therefore, when you play with the middle one, each one of these brises come out well. Then it says what? Kimei Mei Adoma, says also like the redness of this dirt soaking in water. Kimei Mei Adoma, like earthly water. So it's like this. Tanra Banra like this. Kimei Mei Adoma, like earthly water. Mevi Adoma Shmena, you bring like a fertilized piece of soil. Mibikas Beis Kerem, from this place called Beis Kerem. Umatza Falamayim, and pour water over it. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. So when you look through this floating water, you see the redness of the dirt, that's also shear of dam. Rabbi Kiva Roima mi bikas yutfis. No, the clay, the dirt has to come from this bika, from this valley, yutfis. Rabbi Yosiyam mi bikas sichni. Rabbi Shimon Roima af mi bikas gnuser. Even from the bikas gnuser also you could tell. Ukiyotze ben the same thing went also and said like this. Atanyach done another braisa. Ukimei mei adama. That what does it mean to say the water, earthly water? Maybe adama is meant to bring good fertilized ground. Mi bikas beis kerem. Let water float on top of it. Just a small amount of water floating on top of it. Like the peel of a garlic. Doesn't give a shear how much water has to be there. Doesn't say how much dirt has to be there. Because depending on how much dirt is in the kli, that's how much water has to be in it to make the water be floating on top of the dirt. You don't really test it out in the solo in the clear part of it, but rather El Akurin in the little dirty part of it, that where it's stirred up already, that's where you check out the redness over there. So let's say first it was clean. Chayz of Yakurin, you mixed it up. When you mix it up now, you're not supposed to stir it up with your hands. El Bakli, stir it up with a vessel, that's better. E Borlo have a question like this. That we say now, you can't stir it up with your hands. What does that mean to say? You should not put the dirt into your hands and mix it up in your hands. Let's say the dirt is in the kli, that even though you put your hands inside the kli and mix it up with your hands, maybe it still is good. Or maybe no, you can't mix it up with your hands at all, only with the kli. Even though the dirt is inside the kli, not allowed to put your hands inside there, mix it up with your hands, but rather you have to only use it, your kli, to mix it up. So what type of water are we talking about? So Toshma coming here. It says, Kushu Boidik, we'd want to check out your kesem, your bedika, from this type of red. Ain Boidkin Ella Bekais. You can only check it out in a kais, that's all. Nothing to do with what's in your hands. But we are dying still Tiburlach. That's another question. We're dying Tiburlach. The Bedika Bekais, even though you're checking it out from the earth inside the kais itself, but the question is, do Akira Bemai? Let's say the water right now is total, is clear water. You can't check it out that way. You have to first, like, dilute the water, make it Akira, make it a little bit dirty. So how do you mix up the dirt inside the kli? So true, you cannot check it out when the dirt is in your hand. But now the dirt is in the kli. How do you make the water there ochor? Or the shallow is the yafkadafka use a kli? Or could you put your hand in there? So chanami, this applies to take with this like a sofik. Mos says, kiyos lekaim with the rabbi. When it came in front of rabbi, varavua. Omlu is like this. Pim kaim shninu. That's it, you have to check out this dirt is in the place itself. If you take the dirt away from that bika, you can't tell it anyway. It changes colors. Rabbi Chanina pili kurta de gagashta. He peeled off a piece of this earth, obodikle, and he checked it out without even pouring water on it. Just taking the color of that dirt, and from that he checked out the shmata, the bika that he had. So liet aler Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Asachter. His was that gave him a curse that he should have mamash as asachter, terrible sickness he should have for what he did. If there was anybody that does like Rebbe did, he gave him this aklola. He said like this,